If I could ask you to make sure that we're notified about that town hall, I can send some of my students over from East LA and Pasadena.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah, and you need
so yes, to try to
beautiful there.
First of all, I want to commend you and Chuck and the rest of your colleagues for going to Trade Tech. We're always going to big colleges and universities. We forget about, we forget to honor labor. And I want to thank you for remembering to honor labor. And I was just wondering, I hear the word town hall in Pacific all the time, you know, it's related to this. What is the main goal that we hope to accomplish with these two town halls?
We are coming with a topic that we could be with the community.
So it's informational?
Informational, educational, because we have to show to the board that, you know, we are helping, you know, a student educational goal. So we have to come up with four or five maybe a speaker from there as a in a panel discussion and maybe one, two programmers from KPFK to be part of.
Wonderful.
Mr. Chair, may I ask one question of reference?
Very briefly.
Real quickly, you know what I think will do what's always missing is LSB members to really be more active in a situation like this, because this is our first portal to the outside, to the youth community, and that should be a very important area for the LSC members. This is fundraising also, this is all connected.
Israel is our Mozart Club, is one of our active members too. Oh, Tracy, I'm sorry.
In 2007.
We didn't have any town hall last year, did we? Last year, there was one. There was one?
Yeah, by aviation.
Do you want to give me 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Sure. I can do the 2 minutes.
2 years ago, the right.
That was 2 years ago, Tracy. You're right.
No.
Malcolm X and Malcolm Black and Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
And James Kennedy and me and Dr. Nicholas.
Yeah.
Okay, and I commend Brenda what you're doing also as someone who's campus, the LSU community college system, keep it up. And if we get an intern program actually with education, this will work, you know. So, and LA Southwest College needs your services too. So, okay, so briefly, we had our finance committee meeting yesterday. We've got a new business manager, so he's still getting his feet wet with us, and we're getting them wet with him in terms of, you know, what are you doing? I mean, he literally, like, he's brand new, so. But he seems to, you know what he's doing. So we got acquainted with him. We have scheduled all the finance committee meetings for the rest of the year based on what the LSB meetings are scheduled at. So they will be the Thursday before the LSB meetings for the rest of the year, unless, like, the November meeting gets changed because of Thanksgiving or something, but it's not in conflict right now. So we'll disseminate. So we're going to post them on the public site. So everyone can mark down if you want to come to a finance meeting. You can know now when the one in September is. Okay.
Do you have it at night?
We are. We scheduled one every quarter, just like the board has voted, so that every third meeting is manager at those meetings, because he's got three kids to pick up from daycare, okay? So, you know, and I told him once in a while we may need him to make some arrangement with child care that will allow him to be there, but we'll try to ask all the questions that we think everyone will want to ask him before those 7 p.m. meetings so we have answers from him, okay? So, two are the 1 p.m. meetings, and then every third meeting is a 7 p.m. meeting. We'll disseminate them to the board. Terry's going to post them on the public listing, but you can put in your own mind, it's the Thursday before every meeting. So, when we have a Saturday daytime meeting, it's 2 days before that meeting. When it's a Tuesday evening meeting, it's 5 days before that meeting. And that's the rest of the year because it makes my life easier and it makes it easier for everyone else to attend. So,
how many do you need?
No, there's one. Every third meeting is an evening meeting. That's what
every third one.
Every third meeting, every quarter, there's an evening meeting, and I'm saying that it's harder for the office people to deal with. That's why we have the meetings in the daytime at the station. But every third one will be a 7 p.m. meeting for everyone to talk to. Okay. We're going to be out of time here in a second and a half. You know, some of the stuff Sean has already updated you on in terms of our paybacks in the national office and catching up with our essential services. An issue came up because there was a loss in stock dividends, and so people yesterday were like, we have stock. So I ran out to ask Sean what this is. We have a little bit of donated stock when people have passed away. People have bequeathed a few shares here and there. Needless to say, all stock has taken a beating. I mean, it was a trifling amount of money. Unrealized dividends. We're going to ask the membership department. We're going to try to interface with them and get a little more clarity on how things get processed with them from a finance perspective, because a lot of things go through membership before they get up to business manager. And starting in May, the next meeting, we're going to begin working on the 2010 budget, because it has to get through a few meetings with us and then with the board, and it has to be in the hands of the National Finance Committee probably by July. So we're going to start now. So, you know, I don't know what we're doing with treasurer elections next month, but we're going to start the budget process next month, okay? So anyone who's interested, start plugging in, and we'll bring back reports and get the process going with the LSP, so that hopefully we're on schedule with our budget on time. And answer the question
now. So when is the next third meeting?
You know, Bill, and I apologize because I did it all in chicken scratches last night. We, Terry, you're posting soon, right? The community calendar, the whole year is going to be up. That's what I'm saying. You can mark it down for the rest of the year if you want to be in every meeting, okay?
In the past, we...
those are the highlights.
In the past, we had a couple times managed to get... I remember one year we got two meetings in where the committee held a meeting where staff could come in, another where the public could come to take input for what their budget priorities would be and what they wanted to reflect it. That would be nice.
Okay, we'll schedule all that in once we get through the next meeting, and we did that. You're right. We had a special budget meeting where everybody came with their suggested budget. We'll make that an easy meeting.
The key point is to have a day meeting when the staff can come and tell you what to do.
Most of our meetings are day meetings.
Right. So what I'm talking about is a meeting where you send a message to all of the staff, and it's not a meeting of the committee conducting any business. It's a meeting where committee members see the and ask the staff to come and tell them their budget priorities.
Okay. That's okay. No, but I hear what he's saying is I'll schedule a special meeting just for staff. Hey, Laura, can come in and have input in a daytime meeting on budget priorities while we're done the budget, and then we'll have an evening meeting for the public. So basically two meetings, so a daytime meeting and an evening meeting just for the budget.
Marta has a comment to make real quick. Wait. In regards to WBAI, I listened to the finance meeting for 3 hours for the PNB. They were very positive about that some payments have been made. I don't think that that was said in this meeting. I think that that was true. I listened to the finance meeting for 3 hours. I listened to Grace. She said she made a statement about her transmitter locking down. That's what she talked to her attorney. She got on the report to the listener at WBAI, and she said that the reason why she did that was because of some problems she had at KPSK. I do not believe what she said here, because she may have a statement, but when she was on the show, she talked a lot. So she put us in jeopardy doing that. I don't think that that was right. She for sure put herself in a position of not truth, because she could change her story. Well, I know she could change her story, but why did she come out and say that? She didn't say it was the name of the show. She didn't say that the name of the program.
That's true.
Thank you.